Global politics impacting on poverty and food security. So basic and so important is the link between poverty and food security that the first and driving goal of the MDGs is to eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, and the targets are on income and on hunger. Indeed, the term food poverty is sometimes used, an apt portrayal of a dual deprivation, that of money/material and of food. The cutoff point of $1 a day has been found to be grossly inappropriate, and monitoring of the page 7 MDG uses $1.25, which is still unrealistically low, as already noted above. A role of poverty in causing food insecurity and undernutrition is well known and easy to understand. It is an approximate factor. However, the real underlying cause is the global politics and the national policy environment created by the state that not only initiates, but also perpetuates poverty. In today's world, where food is aplenty, the reasons for hunger and food insecurity have political undertones. Globalization and neoliberal policies and economies have not reduced poverty. Indeed, many more people have been impoverished by them. This theme has been extensively addressed by several writers. Tang Wulin, in her paper Food for Thought, Why Millions Go Hungry in the Midst of Plenty. Note reference, 4. Points out the negative effects of transnational corporations TNCs on the food supply and distribution system, the failure of the Agreement on Agriculture under the WTO, which lacks political commitment and integrity of the developed nations at the expense of poor developing nations, the quest for biofuels, which exerts pressure on agricultural system, the impact of food speculation, which has led to increases in food prices, and which are often against market logic and fundamentals, and not least the impact of climate change on food availability. All these will finally leave their mark on women and on maternal health. The concept of food security emphasizes adequate food for all, without giving consideration to the source of the food, and therefore, does not recognize the role and rights of the individuals who produce, distribute, and consume food in the food system, in which they are an integral part. This is the basis of food sovereignty. Big corporations using increased productivity and enhanced efficiency as a rationale have taken over this right, creating what can be termed as the corporate food regime. Note reference, 5. This has effectively resulted in the dispossession of small-scale and individual farmers and producers. In addition, this trend has also led to ecological degradation. While the issue of food sovereignty has implications and impact on health and economic capacity of all individuals, particularly in developing countries, it equally impacts on women of reproductive age, including pregnant and lactating mothers. In many countries of the Asia-Pacific region, the introduction of foods and diet habits are imported from other cultures, to the extent that nutritious, cheap and easily available foods are not consumed or sparingly consumed. In her article Food Sovereignty, Power, Gender and the Right to Food, Paddle 2012 highlights that understanding hunger and malnourishment requires an examination of what and how food systems and institutions hold power over food, and that the concept of food security should capture the notion of hunger not only as a deficit in calories but as a violation of a broader set of social, economic, and physical conditions. The article also emphasizes that gender is key to food insecurity and malnutrition, as women and girls are disproportionately disempowered through current processes and politics of food production, consumption and distribution, and that women's page 8 rights are central to food sovereignty. Ravindran 2014 emphatically points out that neoliberal economic policies run contrary to measures essential for substantial and sustained poverty reduction. She eloquently analyzes the consequences of free trade and liberalization as contained in the respective instruments of the World Trade Organization WTO, especially Multilateral Agreements on Investments MAI and General Agreement on Trade in Services GATS, which along with the economic crisis of the late 1990s, had pushed several Asian economies to the verge of collapse. Mothers and children are vulnerable to the loss of food sovereignty in one specific context: breastfeeding. Breastfeeding rates have declined in many countries due to the aggressive approach of the multinational manufacturers and marketers of infant formula, which has led to the gradual disempowerment of women in developing countries to breastfeed their infants. To bring back the culture of breastfeeding, which is the inherent culture in almost all countries of the Asia-Pacific, Governments need to do more to protect and promote breastfeeding, including enacting and enforcing legislations and codes of ethics on the promotion and sale of infant formula, and in providing facilities for working women to breastfeed. Because the most often cause of food insecurity and hunger is poverty, there have been efforts at establishing food banks and providing food subsidies to the poor. This is sometimes a contentious issue. Besides the high costs, food aid of this nature cannot in reality be indefinite, and after a time people should be expected to become self-reliant. The difficulties can be seen in a previous debate in India on the National Food Security Act and FSA that gives food grains at subsidized price to 70% of India's population of 1.2 billion, and that will cost $1 billion for the fiscal year 2013 to 2014 alone. India produces a huge amount of food, but millions go hungry for a complex web of reasons, including weak governance. Mar 2014 commented that few would argue against getting food to poor Indian households, but not all agree that the NFSA is the way to do it. The gargantuan costs that will increase with succeeding years are seen as a burden to government with a large fiscal deficit and weakened currency. Moreover, the distribution of the grains will depend on the system and machinery in the states, which is notorious for inefficiency and corruption. Even in existing food aid programs in India, nearly 60% of the grain did not reach the target beneficiaries March 2014. The same contention has been put forward for free water and electricity. It is further argued that it takes away the value of these amenities. Instead, a balanced, mutually reinforcing mix of policies and programs are needed to raise real income of people and free them from hunger, but these must not promote or endorse the neoliberal development framework of globalization, which traps people further into the poverty cycle. The provision of health and education by the state as free is grounded upon a different premise. Healthcare and education, unlike food, which is a physical commodity that may need to include perishable items, are more easily provided for free by a cadre of salaried providers as a social service by the state. Low- and middle-income countries such as Malaysia and Sri Lanka have reaped the dividends of free maternal and child health care. Malaysia, in addition, had put in place the program for the Page 9. Rehabilitation on undernourished children from hardcore poor families. Note reference 6. Loosely referred to as the food basket program, in which the eligible family is given the food basket monthly by the government through the health sector, containing 8 food items with calorie value 125% to 250% of recommended dietary allowance RDA. The program is funded on 3 principles, namely: 1. Parental involvement in the rehabilitation of the child, 2. Sectoral and interdisciplinary approach, and 3. Sustainability. Sustainability is assured with the budget having been incorporated into the regular annual budget of the Ministry of Health. The related sectors are responsible for taking these families out of poverty, as in providing adequate and decent housing, creating income-generating activities, providing microfinance schemes, and looking after the needs of people with disability.